Chapter 1. Rebecca sat in the front row of the desks in math class. She wasn't assigned to sit there. She had asked to be moved up front. The reason she moved was because Ms. Malia was the nicest, sweetest, and funniest teacher. She wanted a front row seat. Whenever Ms. Malia taught them a new formula, she would turn it into a song or a game. She even did a quiz show every Friday with prizes. Rebecca wasn't that fond of math until she had Ms. Malia as a teacher. Of course, all of the other kids in her class loved her too, including Mouse. Mouse sat right next to Rebecca in math class, and they often won the quiz on Fridays. That was because on Thursday night, they got together and studied hard for it. That morning was Friday, and everyone in the class was eager for the quiz. But when Ms. Malia walked in the door, she looked different. She didn't smile brightly at all of her students. She didn't start the class off with a song. In fact, in her hand, she had a stack of worksheets. Now, other teachers in Rebecca's school used worksheets, and they could be fun sometimes. But Ms. Malia never used them. As she handed them out to all of her students, she managed a small smile. "I know, we were supposed to have our quiz today, but I didn't get a chance to prepare it last night, so we'll have it on Monday. Today, we're just going to have a quiet class, okay?" She tried to smile again. Rebecca looked down at her worksheet with confusion. She had been very excited for the quiz. When she glanced over at Mouse, he had the same frown on his face. "Okay, kids, get to it," Ms. Malia said, and then sat down behind her desk. Rebecca was a very good detective, and she could always tell when something just wasn't right. She was sure that things were not right with Ms. Malia, so she began observing her. She knew sometimes when teachers were not feeling well, they would ask for a quiet class. So maybe Ms. Malia was feeling ill. Rebecca checked to see if her nose was red, which it wasn't. She checked to see if she was sucking on a cough drop, which she wasn't. She checked to see if she was rubbing her head like she had a headache, which she wasn't. Then she looked at Ms. Malia's eyes. They were all red and puffy. When she looked at a picture on her desk, her eyes started to fill with tears. She grabbed the picture and tucked it in a drawer. Rebecca was even more confused. Was Ms. Malia crying? It sure looked like it. She jotted a note down to Mouse and slipped it onto his desk. "I think Ms. Malia is sad." Mouse read the note and looked up at Ms. Malia. Then he jotted a note back and slipped it onto Rebecca's desk. "She looks pretty sad to me, too."